DW News.
I am Laura Kabelka. Russia has launched a major daytime air assault on Ukraine, killing more than 20 people and injuring dozens. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says 40 missiles targeted cities across the country. A major children's hospital in the capital, Kyiv, which offers life-saving cancer treatment, has been damaged. Rescuers continue to search for people trapped under rubble. The city's mayor says it was one of the worst attacks since Russia began its full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has paid a surprise visit to China after traveling to Ukraine and Russia. Orbán says he's on a Ukraine peace mission after his country took over the rotating European Union presidency. But EU officials say Orbán has no mandate to speak for the bloc as a whole. Orbán says he will head to Washington next. Ceasefire talks for Gaza are expected to continue this week, more than 9 months since the war began. Hamas, which is responsible for the October 7 attacks which started the crisis, appears to have dropped its demand that Israel promises to end the war. Japan and the Philippines have signed a defense agreement allowing the deployment of troops on each other's soil. This is expected to boost Manila's efforts to counter China's growing influence in the disputed South China Sea. The move is seen as a milestone for security relations in the Indo-Pacific, amid concerns over Beijing's growing military power. This news is coming to you from Germany's international public broadcaster DW. Residents along the Texas coastline have been boarding up their homes and businesses in preparation for the arrival of Hurricane Beryl, which has made landfall near the barrier island of Matagorda. Meteorologists are warning the weather system could still grow into a Category 2 hurricane. Beryl claimed at least 11 lives and left a trail of devastation as it ripped through the Caribbean and Mexico in recent days. To France now, where a hastily assembled leftist alliance has scored a surprise win in the second and final round of parliamentary elections. The new Popular Front won 182 seats and succeeded in its goal of preventing the far-right National Rally from gaining power. The National Rally was, in fact, forced into third place with only 143 seats, despite expectations that it would repeat its first-round win. President Emmanuel Macron's Centrist Together coalition came in second with 168 seats. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is heading to Russia for his first visit since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. India is a major buyer of Russian arms and has also become a key buyer of Russian oil following Western sanctions placed on Moscow over its actions in Ukraine. Modi's trip will include a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom he last visited in Russia in 2019. For more news, download the DW Breaking News app. I am Laura Kabelka.